Okay. So we've been speaking about walls primarily. We spoke about the shlach last time when we did address walls. We spoke about how when it comes to the walls that there are many different halachos. It's very difficult to be expert in all these different halachos, and therefore it's best to err on the side of caution and ensure they have really strong walls, good, solid, strong walls. And it's better to have three really good, strong, solid walls rather than four kind of in-between walls. If there are gaps and if there are holes and if they sway in the wind and things of that nature, then they may not be kosher at all. So we're best off ensuring that the three are really, really, really solid, really good, really, really well established, and not swaying and the like, rather than trying to go the extra mile and having the fourth wall, which is not necessary. So the Kitzer notes that when it comes to schach, they're also many different halachos. However, what do we use for schach? We use tree branches. We use dried reeds, bamboo, things like that. Since they grow from the ground, and they've been detached from the ground, and they are not mekabel tuma, they're in their raw state, haven't been fashioned into a kli of any sort, and they're also not tied together, so then there's nothing to be worried about. Of course, the most prevalent minhag, I would say today, is to dafka, tie all of our individual reeds together. So we have reed mats. Reed mats are a very, very ancient reality. They're discussed in the Gemara at length. In the Gemara about different types of reeds, so much so that it's very difficult to figure out exactly how ours align with that which the Gemara is speaking about. But nevertheless, this is the reason why when we get reed mats and we get them from an actual sukkah furnishings purveyor, give a shout out to Masana while we're at it, that they come with some sort of yishur, they come with some sort of hechsher to ensure that they have not been made as mats that are meant to be sat upon or fly upon. If they are, then they are makabel tumah. They'd be makabel tumas medris, that since it's something that's made to either be trampled upon or sat upon, it actually is makabel tumah, even without any sort of base kibble, even though it's not actually a receptacle. So you do need to be very careful. I haven't seen it yet, but the Starkei and CRC have put out information in past years, if you recall, about certain decorative reed fencing. It's meant to be used like as a backsplash almost for flower beds that actually is kosher, just because of the way that it's made and manufactured. It's clearly not made to be sat on in any which way. Assuming those are still available, I'll see if I could get the information and send it out for anybody who's interested. You have to be careful there because they're just not as well made. Since they're not as well made, they may well be held up really by the wire that's actually holding them together, which is problematic. But at any rate, this is the reason why we try to make sure, why we need to make sure that if we're buying stock and reed mats, that they come with a proper hechsher. Everybody have a wonderful day.